We have the continuation of our interview with the coach from Boise. No, that's fine. That's fine. Since our audience is mostly tennis parents, is there something you wish parents would do or wouldn't do in regard to their kids' tennis or in regard to the recruiting process?
That is a great question. You know what? And I was a parent of a... I've been coaching for 36 years. I was a national coach for 8 years, and I've seen the whole process. And I learned. I got the greatest education in the world because I had two kids that play. I have a daughter just graduated from playing college tennis, and I have a son that plays right now for me, and he's played here at Kalamazoo. And the biggest thing I realized is your job is to romance them to the game. To romance them to the game. That's the first thing, is the journey. It's a beautiful journey. The second thing is, I think tennis can bring families closer together, or it can destroy a family. So, which you got to decide now, what is that? And I think to create a great family is that just that emotional support and love, and that you take out of the equation the wins and losses. The third thing with this incredible journey as a parent with your kids, and this was the top priority that I gave my kids. Is that the number one priority for a kid who's pursuing tennis is make new friends. Go out to tournaments. My goal with my son and daughters, every time they went to a tournament, the only thing I would ever tell them is you got to make a new friend. When they would come back, I'd ask them, well, who's your new friend? Once they make friends and they find this brotherhood and this community, they're going to flourish. They will always flourish. And that's what it's all about. So it's probably something that this is a advice that's... off the beaten path, in a sense. But, you know, I think all the parents have heard the other stuff in terms of, you know, preparation and schedule. But you know what? I think those things are so, so important, is romance your kids to the game. Romance them. Like you would romance, my wife when she was a college student. You know, I romanced her. I turned her on to this game. And I made friends with her, you know. And that's where you want to instill love of the game. Because if you love the game, it'll truly impact you for the rest of your life.
That's beautiful. What are you looking for when you come to a tournament like KZoo? As a coach, what are you looking for?
What am I looking for? I see all my friends. I see all my coaching friends. And then what I look for is, I look for how the kids interact with the other kids. Because I'm trying to develop a team. And I believe in terms of developing a player, you develop in the team. I kind of keep an ear to the wall about how they, you know, who they hang out with, what, you know, how they treat their parents, you know, what's a relationship when they meet people? Do you look you in the eye, or do you know they give you a good handshake? Those types of things, which are really important. I then watch about their preparation, on how they prepare for the courts and the practice. I always like watching them practice. Okay, I love to watch the kids practice. Then I watch them how they compete. Okay, and it doesn't matter the wins and losses; it's how they compete. How do they handle a bad shot? How do they handle losing? How do they handle winning? And the great thing about the Kalamazoo is I can watch them go into the back draw. I can keep following them. So for me, this is a tennis fest. I mean, it's from 8 in the morning, I'm on the courts. 8 in the morning, I'm usually the last one to leave. I'm just watching, observing. You know, and being like kind of a, in some ways, I told someone the other day, like I'm a guardian angel. I'm kind of watching to see which are the great souls. But, you know, those are the things. Then another thing is I watch their technique, obviously. Then I watch to see how much they can improve. Now, the great thing about college tennis, though, I'm not only just recruiting the guys I think can play at the top for me and that are top nationally ranked players, but I'm also watching the guys that are going to be filling up those holes down at 5 and 6 on the team, the guys that are going to live for the team, are going to fight for the team. So, you know, I don't mind recruiting a guy that's 5'4", but he's really fast and gets a lot of balls back and he loves the game. So those are the things that I look for, you know.
So I imagine you come here pretty much maybe with a list of kids you want to look at. Do you find ever that there are kids that weren't even on your radar that all of a sudden something sparks you?
You hit it right in the nose. That's what it's all about. I swear. Most times I come here to follow some guys, and I'm always trying to get guys under the radar, so all these big dogs, you know, they've always been, you know, knocking me. I mean, we've been basically a top 30, 40 team for I've been at Boise State off and on for 21 years. But the thing is, all these top dogs start coming in, and we're kind of this little glorious island off in the northwest, you know, in Boise. I mean, we're not close to anybody. And so But the thing, those guys that you don't know about that you watch, and then you find them and you hear about them, you talk to coaches, and you start to, and then you find these guys that tend to blossom for you. You know, I mean, you get them, and you find them in the backdrop. So what'll happen is, I spent a lot of my time hanging out in Western Michigan and finding those guys, because then, and the guys that are the, you know, the seeds and that who I'm recruiting on the top courts, you know, you've seen them. I've really watched them a lot. And then this is where you find those golden nuggets. And I'm telling you, I found some that have helped my program so much, and it's such a joy to be with. See, I think one thing a lot of people have got to realize is that when a college coach comes here, I'm looking to find people. It's like adopting a son. And I'm looking for kids that are going to have an impact on our program, but also going to have an impact on my life, and I'm going to have a relationship for the rest of their lives. If I do a good job with my players, that relationship's going to go till the day I die.
Now, speaking about sons, you did mention that your son plays for you. What is his name?
His name's Garrett. We call him the G-Man Patton. And I'm sure he would not want to hear this, because he hates it when I talk about him. But he played at Kalamazoo for 3 years, and it was a joyous. I mean, for then, I had a chance to wear a father's hat as well as a coaching hat, and it was glorious. And it was such a glorious time for me, because I had been doing this. I've been coming to Kalamazoo since 1983 when I was a national coach. So, and I've seen it all. I mean, I don't know what Kalamazoo is like. I mean, take this back. Let's start over again. I don't know what the rest of the world is like, because I'm in Kalamazoo always the first week of August. You know, I'm always here. So I don't know what it's like in my hometown. Or I was from California originally. What's California like at this time? I don't know. I can't remember. But I can tell you what Kalamazoo's like right now.
And if you had to pick one thing that is your favorite part about the National Hard Courts in Kalamazoo, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh, the people, the volunteers, the people, the new meeting new friends, parents, and watching these great the dreams come true for kids. Now, the dreams are different from every kid. Some kids want to go pro. Some kids are looking to go to college. Some kids are looking to improve their game. But that is beautiful. And then what you do is you put the topping of the blueberries and cream on top of all of that. You can't beat it. It's like dining going to heaven. I thought I saw Jesus Christ over there getting some cream and blueberries already. I mean, so if he comes down here, this must be heaven.
I thank you so much. I wish you a wonderful rest of the week.
Thank